Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for December 23rd, 2013. And this week, we cover number 4 and number 3 of the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2013. But first, here's one that just didn't quite make it. UFO files released. This one back in June, the British Ministry of Defense released its final 4,300 pages of formerly top-secret reports on UFO sightings. The reports also included the reasons why they stopped doing the reports. The Ministry of Defense could not keep up with investigating the reports and honestly felt that these sightings posed no danger to the United Kingdom and were no longer necessary to investigate. The number of sightings had dwindled until around 2008, where they began to spike back up due to the availability of camera phones. Why it didn't make the list? Despite the release of the pages, nothing significant or surprising came from them. And the scariest story of 2013, the Siberian meteor explosion on February 15th. Reports out of Cuba state that a similar, yet smaller episode happened later the same day over their skies. Why it didn't make the list? Despite scaring the hell out of us and making us think the world was coming to an end, it was just a natural occurrence. And now number 4 on the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2013, as counted down by myself, the Insider, a Paranormal News Insider. Number 4 is Return and Departure of Art Bell. After over a decade of being away from his own show, it was announced that Art Bell would be returning to the airwaves in September. Art Bell left the popular Coast to Coast AM show back in 2002 and was last on the air in 2010. Bell left the show due to family issues, but his new studio would be located in his home. SiriusXM would host his new show on weeknights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, which began on September 16th. The show was named Art Bell's Dark Matter and appeared on SiriusXM channel 104. But on November 4th, rumors began to run rampant that Art Bell had canceled the show on SiriusXM after only a few weeks on the air. The message followed a statement that said, quote, "No new show tonight," unquote, on Art's Facebook page for Dark Matter. Quote, "Sometimes when you're all in, you win, sometimes you lose. By mutual agreement, Dark Matter will no longer air as of tonight," unquote. The message was posted just prior to the show being live on SiriusXM Indie Channel at 11 p.m. Eastern. Why the story's in the top 10? It's Art Bell coming out of retirement. Art Bell has been the mold for the hundreds of paranormal podcasts that flood the internet and was a beacon for those who believed in strange things before believing in strange things was cool. Why it's only number 4? Well, nothing major came out of this. And the show was not as popular as both Bell and SiriusXM had hoped, no matter what the claims were.
Assignment this weekend, class, is to think of something that is a mystery to you and see if you can solve it, okay? Now let's use the last few minutes of class today to decide on your topic.
Oh boy.
So have you guys decided on a mystery yet?
No. We're not gonna do it.
Yeah. It sounds too hard. I just like to relax on the weekend, you know?
Come on, guys. This should be easy. There's mysterious things happening around us every day. You know, some people have become rich and famous just by solving mysteries. For example, this morning, would there be anything that you didn't understand or found interesting?
He said morning wood.
Yeah, he did. Didn't he? Morning wood.
And number 3... Dr. Melba Ketchum's effort. The ongoing saga starring Melba Ketchum and Adrian Erickson, along with his project, has been entertaining us for quite a while, and this story really began to unfold this year. Back in February, it was reported the intense debate rages on over the publication of DNA information of a potential Bigfoot species by Dr. Melba Ketchum. She created a front for a journal, De Novo Science Journal, and has self-published the information and is charging $30 to read the full article. This evidence has further verified that the information is more than likely faulty in one or more ways and does not help with the argument of whether Bigfoot actually exists. Then on March 4th, there was suggestion that Melba Ketchum's evidence may have been tainted by contamination, being sloppy, or just downright lying about what was collected. The damage control was in full swing for Ketchum as she denied internet rumors that she utilized sources that were fraudulent, including one used as an April Fool's Day joke. And back at the Erickson Project camp, their end of reality is unwinding just as quick as their cohort, Melba Ketchum's. Reports continue to surface that the female Sasquatch, named Matilda, is nothing more than a modified mask of the Star Wars Wookiee Chewbacca. Photos of video shot of the famed Erickson Project star were quickly dissected by Bill Munns, who has challenged anyone who has seen the video of the reality behind what was shown. Of course, Finding Bigfoot star Matt Moneymaker has thrown himself in the middle of everything, proclaiming that Matilda is in fact a real Squatch. This whole thing is playing out like a badly scripted reality television show, but I guess it beats watching the Kardashians do whatever it is that they do.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
It's a trap.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
And on October 1st, a press conference was called in Dallas, Texas, by Adrian Erickson and Melba Ketchum to announce to the world that Bigfoot is indeed real once and for all. This claim was supported by high-definition video of the creature in action, including a close-up of Bigfoot sleeping, as well as the face of the famed Matilda, who is purportedly an older Bigfoot. Yes, this is the same information that was presented last year. The Sasquatch Genome Project, as Melba Ketchum calls her completely ridiculous pseudoscientific effort to validate Bigfoot DNA, has set out to validate the existence of these creatures through their DNA. The biggest problem is that nothing has been peer-reviewed. The so-called evidence was published by a journal she purchased, and those scientists who were willing to pay to read it have been able to tear it apart without even sampling the DNA. Well, what about the high-definition video footage? Well, first of all, the footage was grainy and not very high def at all. One clip included a Bigfoot sleeping. Well, the obvious thing here is if you're that close, why was only part of the creature revealed, and why is there no other evidence of this creature? I mean, did it wake up? Did you poke it with a stick? Are these people really trying to convince people that Bigfoot is real? Do they really believe what they are doing? Well, actually, the whole thing seems to stem from a movie that will soon be released by the Erickson Project.
I got a bad feeling about this.
And then later in the year, Ketchum and her team registered their findings with ZooBank and have attempted to register Bigfoot as an existing animal based on her DNA results. Bigfoot now has a name, Homo sapiens cognatus. While ZooBank states that Ketchum's application is legitimate, it does not probe into the methods that claim to validate Bigfoot as an existing animal. This process is why she created her own scientific journal. The information behind the finding must be published in a paper describing the new species. This registration does not mean Bigfoot is real, just that Ketchum has been able to take a hoax to a whole new level. While I do believe it is possible Bigfoot is out there somewhere, I truly feel this is not a scientific validation of the species, and is merely another way to gain fame and attention through fraud. Why it's in the top 10? Well, this has been an ongoing soap opera that, despite being an obvious fraudulent attempt to validate Bigfoot, the story is still evolving. It has gained some attention in the general media, but it has not helped the mainstream cryptozoologists or Bigfooters who are trying to uncover the reality of what's happening. Why it's only number 3? Well, it's number 3 since there was a lack of huge stories this year that made any true change in the paranormal or gained worldwide media attention. The story is a complete embarrassment. Very similar to the Georgia Bigfoot hoax.
Chewie, get us out of here!
And stay tuned next week for number 2 and number 1 of the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2013.
Yeah.
put it. I got morning wood. What happened?
I had a dream about page 63. Did you see anything?
No. I had a dream I got a stiffy.
Maybe morning wood is supposed to be a mystery. It's like the secret is too dangerous.
You know, it's like, I'm just glad it happens.
Yeah. I never wanted to be a scientist anyways. Science sucks.
Yeah, really. Let's go break something.
Yeah. Like, maybe later?
Oh, yeah.